and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. The guys love a jingle, and here's a look back at some of their faves.
Good mate of the show, he is back, and you will know him from all of these hits. Brand new album Life is released on May 17th. Features his new single Love Me Anyway, which you heard the hook from there right at the end. It's available now to download. He's even going to perform acoustically for us in minutes.
One of our favourite guests for many reasons, but Conrad Sewell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, guys.
Debut album, and obviously, Conrad, you've worked very hard, tirelessly on that and come up with this incredible album. But there is a song you could add to it, like when you re-release it, maybe in the future.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's going to be official remixes. Right?
Yes.
And so with that in mind, I thought there was obviously the only person I would rewrite a song about would be you.
Oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
Not for you, Fev.
Oh, not for you, Fev, but that's the remix.
Just a great build-up.
It's called Perfume.
Look, it's no secret. Fifi is having a baby. We've been running with this particular jingle now for a few weeks. We love it, but there was an argument to say it was getting a little bit tired. Mm-hmm.
So exciting. What will her cravings be this time? Fifi's
having a baby. Oh, we're so happy for you. I mean, love the Beatles, but
it's long too. Yeah,
it's long.
It's Lee and Leon. That's
our. It's a little too old school, you know. I think we can freshen it up.
Yeah, I love. DJ Shergs will love hearing that. Now, unbelievably, Conrad Sewell has recorded a baby jingle for me. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, that's nice.
It's an early morning baby jingle.
Are you making excuses for the performance? Here we go. Are we ready to unveil it, Conrad?
Oh, wow.
Let's show the world.
Here we go.
Was that a lyric referring to her being up the
duck
in there?
That is.
Yeah, I guess. Like I said, it's an early morning jingle voice. And I didn't have the choir with me. It wasn't the right acoustic environment. Hey, there we go. I did it.
Well done.
I'm calling it. That is the best jingle this show has ever, ever recorded.
Ever.
You got up
kind.
The duff, vom. I mean, that was outstanding.
Thank you,
I
Conrad.
I can't wait till we play that, Conrad, at about 8:30, and then the little kid in the car goes, "Mum, what's up the duff?" Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. 101.9. The Fox. The Fox. A week away from flying to Indonesia. Melbourne prepared for sun and leisure. We're heading off to Indonesia. Fev's Bali Bird. Our first winner, congratulations. We made a phone call only 30 minutes
ago.
Brett did a great job. He is going, and you might be as well. Fox.com.au will keep making calls right up to when we leave on Friday for Fev's Bali Bucks.
Yeah, now, Byron, Fifi's obviously sick, and she's not here today, and she's done a wonderful job, and I want to say thank you. She's organised Daryl Braithwaite, Shannon Knoll, the Bali Bibles jumped on board to look after the whole crew when we go over there for my Bucks. But there's something that's really been... Oh, it's just making me really angry. It's making me, it's getting very stale, and it's making me not look forward to Bali. The jingle.
What, that jingle?
It's just, I'm getting sick of it.
Oh, sorry, mate.
So I put it to, we've got our two clowns in, our two producers. We've got Leon, who is our executive producer, my boss, and Tim, who's...
He's
a helper.
He's just a runner.
Helper. G'day, guys.
There he is.
Morning.
Tim. And I put it to you two guys to come up with some new jingles to freshen things up a little bit because we're a week away.
Yeah, we are. Look, they are getting a bit stale. And they didn't have details about Daryl Braithwaite and Shannon Knoll in them yet either.
Mm. Yes. Right.
So we've decided to update them a little bit with the help we've been writing them with and also our audio guy, Tom.
Tommy.
Great job of mixing these as well.
Okay.
Really collaborative process.
Stop talking, Tim.
Just pull my fader down, bud.
No, but these two, Fev calls them clowns. We've
got a few to pitch to you.
Run
you
through them.
If you like them, you can use them. If not, we'll go back to the...
Okay.
What's the first one?
The first one is, this is from Gabrielle, the 90s R&B star.
Okay.
This is Dreams, which is what we're about to go on, a dream, dream trip.
Mm. Oi, let's get on it!
Fev's Ballet Bucks, if you don't come, it'll really suck. Fev is really pulled through, Daryl Braithwaite's coming to
What's the bit about Fev's really what?
Pulled through.
Fev's really pulled through, okay.
Pulled through, got the goods, she's got Daryl Braithwaite.
Hey, guys, tick.
Good.
Like that one.
It's one
cool.
One.
The next one. This one. Tom Green, our audio producer, had this suggestion from a very popular pop group from the 90s, early noughties. Mm. See if you like this one, Fev.
There ain't no body like a Fev's.
Say I'm a Kubale.
That's Indonesian for I want to go to Bali.
Quite creative.
A tick.
All right.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like
true.
It.
True, okay.
Who doesn't like a bit of Freddie Mercury, Queen, sort of a new version of a classic hit from Queen here, Fev?
I love you, Tim.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. If you want to drink some Bintangs, just give us a call. We'll be cruising in Cuda. Yes, we're heading to Bali, and Melbourne's gonna come along.
Oh, beautiful.
I just love how producer Tim and producer Leon are loving their own work.
Yeah.
They're bopping. I know it's hard to see because it's very visual, but you guys are very happy with your work.
Are you going
to
lock that one in,
Yes, Herb? That's a tick.
Very good. Look, the last one, we are going on a bit of a journey. We've been on a journey the last couple of weeks with this Fev's Bali Buck story. So why not the 80s classic from Journey, Don't Stop Believin'?
Thanks to Fifi Box. Pack your undies and your socks. We're on a midnight flight to Indonesia.
We want to take you to Bali.
Just a cotton guy marrying his lovely bride. And we want Melbourne to come on the ride. There's Fox in Bali. It's gonna be real gnarly. Ooh, boss and Daryl Braithwaite.
Hey, Byron.
Yeah?
We have a winner.
We'll lock that in.
We have a winner.
And that is our future jingle
we
going forward.
We have a winner. My God, I could get in. I'm into that. I'm right into it.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
Okay, Fev, I have been working on something behind the scenes because a couple of things. We are sponsored by the wonderful people at Mandalay. Resort-style living. We love having them on board. And every day we talk about how wonderful it would be to go and live in a Mandalay home. And you've got the golf course and you've got the restaurant there. No.
Did you hear what Fev thinks
the
surprise
is? Yeah, I know what he thinks. That's not the surprise. We've laughed and joked over the last few months when we talk about Mandalay that we should live together. You know, we should buy one and live together.
Be very careful here, Boxy.
No, wait for it, Fev. We're doing it.
We are not.
You, me and Byron are going to live together. Now, it might just be for a couple of days. It's going to happen next week. What? It's locked in. I've run this by Alex. She's cool with it.
Oh.
So it's happening.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
It's
we're
be
going
to the end of the show.
Well, you know what? It'll either be team bonding
right.
And it'll build our friendships and we'll come out of it better, or it'll tear us apart.
Now, so you get the big room, I'll get the room next to it,
you.
And Byron can get what in the granny flat or the doghouse out the back.
Oh, yeah,
well,
funny.
I've just looked at the here's the floor plan. So the master
God,
suite does have a wonderful ensuite and walk-in wardrobe.
That's yours.
Fev, really? I thought we were going to, flip a coin or something. Can
Mate,
I just have it?
You can have it.
Well, Fev's pregnant. I think that's fair.
Oh, guys, I really appreciate this.
That's fair. This. What's that, what else is
then
in
there?
Then we've
got bedroom 2, bedroom 3, bedroom 4. What? I don't know. What do you think, Fev?
So Fev's showing Fev a picture of some of the floor plans here of Mandalay.
I'm trying to figure out where...
Well, you get the master suite.
Yep.
Oh, I'll sleep in the theatre room.
There's a theatre room. The house looks amazing.
Sky racing.
It's got a walk-in pantry, a butler's pantry. It's got a sun court. It's got a theatre. Okay, we're going to move in next week. We've even got a jingle.
Hang on, what day?
Yeah, it's happening.
And you've done a jingle?
Wednesday, Thursday.
What are you, you've got ahead of yourself.
Because I have to do, it's the only way to get Fev on board is to actually really commit.
Okay.
I've got footy show Wednesday.
The day after then.
Here we go.
Imagine Fifi, Fev and Byron too, living together underneath a single roof. Who knows what kind of trouble they will get into while living together. Fifi, Fev, Byron live together.
We've joked about this for years, guys.
That is brilliant.
Well done, Leon.
Fifi, Bev
and Byron. The good bits. The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
It's the week of the dirty rain. It was a question that Fev posed earlier in the week.
You noticed
that the rain was getting dirty and when it falls on your clean car.
Yes.
So we tried to get to the bottom of it. Now, we're going to continue that that attempt to get to the bottom of is our rain getting dirtier. But in Leon's absence, we had a jingle made by Big Fish, the head of the Rock Patrol, on Monday.
I believe they're the Black Thunders.
This was his dirty rain jingle.
Here we go. He's a work experience kid.
Radio,
he gave it a go.
Dirty rain, dirty rain.
And that was it. That's all it is.
Leon's nemesis.
That's what happens when you take a day off, Leon. Leon said to, came in before and said, guys, I'm back and I've worked on a jingle. So no pressure, Leon, but we're about to hear Leon's attempt at a dirty rain jingle.
Well, he's the king of the jingle. Here we go.
You are king of the jingles, my friend.
Big Fish has just smashed a Black Thunder.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
Wasn't it great earlier this morning to have Ricky Lee in? Of course, Ricky, live in concert, A Star Is Born, Palms at Crown Melbourne, December 13. There was an emotional duet with Fev, which was wonderful. She has also left us with a new jingle for Fifi having her baby, guys.
Oh.
Here we go.
What a beautiful moment.
We're getting closer, Fife, of course.
It's giving Conrad very accurate.
It's giving Conrad a bit of a run for his money.
I know. I am exploding. I'm round and I'm bloated. All of the above.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. The good bits.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, I found myself in an interesting position as a pregnant woman who is well into my second trimester, nudging my third. And one of those issues that I've discussed with you, Fev and Byron, is that my boobs have blown up. They are bigger than they've ever been.
Right.
And I've gone from, I started off on a double DE cup, and now I'm an I cup.
I reckon you've passed that now.
Well, I'm definitely got a bit of underboob happening in this bra.
Right.
So, this didn't happen with Trixie. I was an H cup when I was feeding.
Mm.
So I'm an I cup before I've even hit my third trimester.
Extraordinary.
I'm wondering where these things are going. And I know that occasionally in the workplace they've been distracting.
Yeah.
And I'm now wearing clothes that are trying to cover them up they're not as obvious.
Thanks for that.
I have a watermelon and a cantaloupe in front of me, Boxy. We can get rid of the bloody cantaloupe because that is tiny. They're more like a watermelon.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Now,
very similar.
We were talking about them the other day and affectionately refer to them as Mama Jugs. A lot of my baby weight has gone into my chest.
Oh, I didn't notice.
My lungs are under that.
Right, wow.
And they're struggling. But it's and I want to make this clear because this I think they've gone because people go oh big boobs sexy no no these have gone beyond sexy
right.
These
what are they?
Mama jugs. And we were talking about them and saying, I wonder what they weigh. And I genuinely would love to know what these weigh because they are, I am struggling to breathe. Remember the other day in the meeting, even our boss Amanda said, it's okay, take a few deep breaths.
Yeah.
But I was sitting on a chair. Right. Like I'm not running a marathon. I can't breathe.
How are we going to do that?
Well, this is the thing. We're not sure how to weigh them, and we would love to take some phone calls.
Take 13, it to a butcher 10, and put them on one of those big scale things.
Have you weighed your boobs? Do you have any suggestions? Are there any nurses or doctors or medical professionals listening that could figure out how we could get an accurate weight?
What do you reckon they weigh?
I...
Can you not do that? With your hands and your...
I'm going to say 2.8 kilos a side.
I reckon 5 a side.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's like a dumbbell.
That could be about
that's...
10 kilos at the
you
front
reckon?
There.
You reckon?
Okay.
Well, look...
I was going to say 4 each, but I thought that's too much because I'm trying to think of
maybe
how much
it
you...
is.
Plenty of calls coming through, so we will get some suggestions.
Look, Leon's even... Now, this is... Leon said, I've worked on a jingle. Now, Leon is, we all know this...
Extraordinaire.
...the industry's leading jingle creator.
Yeah, easily.
He said he's nervous about this.
He's like the baby John Burgess of game shows.
He can't,
like jingles.
He can't look me in the eye when we play this. So, Byron, could we please hear Leon's jingle?
Are you comfortable with what we're about to play, Leon?
There may be some issues with HR.
Okay. Here we go.
They're just too big to be true. Can't take my eyes off your boobs. It's like you're pregnant with 3. An A2 milk factory. We might be crossing a line, but Fifi said it was fine. They're just too big to be true. Only one thing left to do. Let's play Thief's Maryland. Someone go grab the scales. They're like balloons, heavier than a whale. So now it's time to weigh Thief's mama chugs.
Leon.
I'm speechless.
Wow.
Oh, Leon.
That is the all-time greatest.
He should retire now.
Look how happy he is with himself. You rat.
Byron.